Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
The ambassador of British wrestling, Doug Williams.
So Doug, of course, what we're here to talk about today is your announcement on Monday that you were basically returning to the ring because of events over the past year.
Primarily because of the pandemic, essentially, you know, had a lot of time to sit at home doing nothing, thinking about your life and the things that ultimately you enjoyed and you know, things that you might maybe have taken for granted for a while. And now you realize that they were a fundamental part of your life and something that you really enjoyed and actually, you know, made your life what it was. And I think wrestling was definitely one of those things, you know. So it kind of gave me the itch to get in there and start performing again. Whilst I'm still able to, I don't think I'm totally over the hill yet. I don't think I've totally written off.
So have you started training already to get back in the ring, or?
Only insofar as I do like the normal kind of lockdown exercises, which is walking outside and body weight exercises on the room of, you know, in my living room. But I haven't done can't do any wrestling training really, can you? Unless I was going to wrestle myself on my bed or something. That's going to start happening in earnest on April 12th, isn't it? When those sort of facilities are open again. Got time to get rid of that ring rust, you know.
In terms of return to the ring, had it been something that you'd thought about for a while, or was it like a recent decision?
It was something I kind of considered since the new year started. That ultimate decision was made just last week, really, where I thought, I could probably, you know, I can do this. Now the end's in sight. Now we're getting to some dates that are, you know, that are more or less definitive. Now the vaccine's, you know, in full effect, and, you know, the chances of us going back into some sort of lockdown and life returning to normal is, you know, 75-80% there. I thought this was the right time to make that decision.
Yeah. I know it's a bit early doors, but have you had anybody reach out to you about potentially wrestling yet?
I've got nearly 20 bookings already for the latter half of the year from various UK promoters. One Danish promoter, weirdly enough, it was random. The diary's filling up, definitely, and I've had a couple of other promoters contact me, and I just need to secure some dates and talk some deals with them.
Are you primarily focusing like on the British and European scene?
In the first instance, it's going to be because, obviously, that's where I am. You know, that's where I'm most familiar. So it's just getting out there again, getting around the UK, getting back in front of the fans, and then I'll work it out from there international wise. I am contracted to Ring of Honor anyway, as of last the deal I signed with them last year actually spans until the end of this year. So whenever the USA opens up, I'm sure they'll have some things for me to do. Probably, you know, they'll probably reschedule that past versus present show. Hopefully I'll have some pure title matches as well. We'll see. Obviously, that's all depending on when the USA opens, of course.
Doug Williams has done a heck of a job of raising the prestige of that new belt. He won it July 17th at Reborn Completion. He then defended it on consecutive nights against Alex Shelley and Austin Aries on Death Before Dishonor weekend, and that's taking on the top competition right there. And then he went over to the United Kingdom and defended the belt over there, making it an international title, just like Samoa Joe did with the ROH title when Samoa Joe made it into the ROH world title. Doug Williams, a great job making the Pure title prestigious belt. the newest belt, in fact, in the wrestling industry right now.
Anyone in Ring of Honor in particular looking forward to facing once you're able to go over there?
Yeah, I mean, obviously, Jonathan Gresham, who I was scheduled to face, I look forward to facing him again. I'd love to, you know, obviously always enjoy wrestling Jay Lethal. I must have wrestled him 100 times in my life, so... You know, it's such a pleasure working against him. I mean, you asked me to name names. I could, off the top of my head, I can't really think. But, I mean, I do know they have a wealth of talent. They've got some great Mexican guys as well. And it's always fun for me to try and get in there with someone of a little bit of different style, see if I can work something out. So that might be fun too. Who knows, you know.
With regards to British promotions, are you willing to name any that you're going to be working with? Or do you want to keep it close to the chest for now?
I'll let them do the announcements as and when they choose to, really. I mean, I'm sure you'll see through social media and advertising. Until it's out there, nothing's 100%, is it? So there we go.
Just keep it on the safe side. Just in terms of the return, have you set like a timetable for how long you want to keep wrestling for? Or is it just take that?
No, I haven't really. I'm just going to play it by ear on how my body feels. It'll be until that point where I'm not really enjoying doing it again. You know, whenever that might be. So either my body's going to give up or my mind will give up. One of those two things will determine it. I'm in my late 40s. I'm not 50 yet. So I've still got, you know, plenty of time, I think, to...
What's been coming up recently is sort of WWE's introduced like a ban on leg slapping.
Mm.
Will we see you do leg slapping on your return, or is that something you'll avoid completely?
I'll slap someone else on the thigh if they want. But if you're hitting someone... I don't do kicks, really. You know, I don't do super kicks. I might boot someone, but, you know, if I'm giving someone an uppercut, if I'm giving someone a forearm or a clothesline, I like to think that I can make a good sound with the impact of what I deliver without having to, compliment it by slapping myself on the thigh, you know. I only do that if I'm having a jolly good time, you know.
Yeah.
I don't have a problem with it if you don't see someone doing it. Wrestling's all about illusion anyway. You know, if you do one once in the match, a very important key moment, then it will mean something, then that's fine. But if you're doing it four or five times every match in every situation or every strike, it's a point, you know, it's pointless. You're taking away from the effect of what it achieves by doing it.
Going back to the book that's booked you in Denmark, have you had any experience of wrestling in Denmark before?
I have actually. I got an interesting story off of the back of that, if you want to hear it. So I went to work for these guys in Denmark. It was a two shows, Saturday, Sunday, and it must have been about 2007, I think. Anyway, so Saturday night I had the match. It was all good and everything. Everything was fine. Sunday I was booked to be in a main event against their top guy, who was a villain, a heel. Yeah. So we did this angle at the start of the show where he and his faction or a group of guys attacked me, and he had a manager who came out with a briefcase and a suit and everything. And I said, okay, you guys, you know, two of you hold my arms, and the manager, I want you to smack me over the head with the briefcase, you know, knock me out. Yeah, yeah, fine, fine. Anyway, they grab me by the arms. The manager comes with the briefcase and he jabs it end first into my face, and my nose just explodes, holding my nose, it was bleeding everywhere. Anyway, on Monday, I had a Raw taping to attend.
Oh,
so
God.
I had to turn up with a big bloody Band-Aid plaster over my nose. The agents took one look at me and said, sorry, we can't use you for anything. So, that cost me a dart match, damn it. But anyway. I was just the way he just jabbed me with it. It was just unbelievable. And the scar's probably still there. I mean, I know. Yeah.
Sometimes you take a step back and think, can't keep walking the tightrope much longer, you know, before.
And is that what it feels like?
Yeah, it does. It feels like every time I step in the ring, it's a heightened risk of injury of something that I would not even have thought about 10 years ago, even considered.
One of the things that came out from your announcement is like almost like this like outpouring of love for you. Particularly from, I think it was Martin Kirby and Nick Aldis, and fans, of course. How did that make you feel?
Oh, well, it took me by surprise, really. I didn't expect to be quite such a, it really blew up. It really blew up on Twitter. And I was surprised, pleasantly surprised and flattered by it. Especially, you know, there was, as you say, Nick Aldis was, he tweeted about it, and a few of my other good friends. And, yeah, it was really a really pleasant surprise. I really didn't expect it to be at that level. You know, and I didn't even get any naysayers saying, oh, you said you'd retire and, you know, you're just like all the other wrestlers, you come back eventually. No one really said that at all. And I think it, because, you know, the short and the concise description I gave and reasoning I gave on Twitter was probably enough to justification in most people's minds. So, you know, it was nice, really, really nice.
Just before I let you go, Doug, is there anything you want to plug?
Yeah, of course. I'm going to plug my social media. I'm Twitter. I'm at Doug Williams UK. Or if you like to look at pretty pictures of me, follow me on Instagram. It's at Doug Williams GB. That's my two main sources of social media that's open for anyone to follow. Obviously, I can't really give any dates out at the moment. I'm doing a couple of Zoom seminars, actually, online seminars. On May the 17th, it's Luke King Sharp. I don't know if you know him from Scotland. He's a Scottish guy. I'm running it's an online seminar for him on Saturday. I think if people check my social media, they'll see I've retweeted the advert for that. So, you know, if you want to attend that, if you're a budding wrestler, inspiring wrestler, or even you just want to listen to me natter away and talk shit, then attend that. I'd say all the details or anything I do, any online seminars, any physical seminars where I'm going to turn up in person, any shows I'm doing, they'll all be plugged on my Twitter and on Instagram as well. Get out there and try and get and see me if you can.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
For all the wrestling headlines in just 10 minutes, search Cultaholic Wrestling News on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.